Hi, guys. All right, so we just want to address something. It is SKN and not skin. So with that being said, welcome to Skintimate Combos. All right, so this is our first podcast.
You ready? Welcome. Welcome to our weird house.
It's been a minute. Okay. Well,
how are you? Introduce yourself. Let me introduce yourself.
No. How does it go?
I don't know.
Shabuya.
No. That one? No.
I don't know.
Okay. I was trying to say Jay-Z, but you're...
Oh, I don't know that. I'm thinking Bring It On.
Is it Pitch Perfect? See, this is what we do.
Yeah, we don't know.
Okay. So anyway,
I'm Haley.
Hi, guys. And I'm Bianca.
I am an esthetician. I am a licensed esthetician and an acne specialist. I've been an esthetician now for 6 years. I am a very, very results-driven esthetician, so I don't really like to do too much fluff and buff. I totally can, but I like to just get in there and see some results and clear people's skin up and make them so happy.
You change people's lives. We call her the skin fairy.
I am the skin fairy. It's so great.
Yeah. And I'm Bianca. I'm the owner, nurse practitioner, medical director of SKN Aesthetics. So I've been injecting now for, 13 years.
13, yeah.
I started when I was 12. So, yeah.
We're the same age.
So you're 25 as well. Now you reversed your time as well.
Yeah. I'm not aging anymore.
That's what happens. Yeah. At 28, you just go backwards.
Yeah, exactly.
So what are we talking about today?
So we're kind of talking about SKN and just
who we are.
Who we are and us and getting started with our podcast. So
you guys, this is episode one of SKN or wait,
Skintimate. Skintimate Convos.
It's not skin, so SKNtimate Convos.
This is Skintimate, but it's SKN is SKN Aesthetics. No, so SKN has always been Bianca's dream of owning her own med spa. It's been so great, and we've only been open, six, seven?
Since February, and we're, 8 months?
It's just been the best 8 months of our entire freaking lives.
It really has. It's crazy. Been a literal dream. Mm-hmm. I've been working towards this for years. It used to just be an idea, but actually putting it into, real life, it's just been amazing. I can't even.
Yeah, and same with our podcast. This podcast, we've been talking about doing a podcast for a couple years.
We're that exciting. You guys probably were like, what? They suck.
We're not that exciting, we promise.
But we think we're fun.
We're a great time in our minds.
Yeah. So what is SKN? What do we do? What is our mission? Our mission is to make people feel better about themselves. Create a next level experience for Albuquerque. There's so many amazing places, but we really wanted to give you that feel of being in another state.
Yeah, you don't feel like you're in Albuquerque when you come to SKN, Beverly Hills, Arizona, maybe.
Yeah. It's so cool. Scottsdale vibes in New Mexico.
Yeah, it's great with views of the mountains.
With our beautiful mountains.
Except I'm really sad, we didn't see any balloons.
You know what?
I really thought we would.
It's day one of us being at work during the balloon fiesta.
True.
So we have time.
Yeah.
So I started, I don't even remember, years ago, 13 years ago, I worked for a plastic surgeon. I YouTubed how to do it because back then we didn't have the resources we have now, and he was very trusting of me and was like, just do it. Do my shots. And I was like, or my injections. And that's when I YouTubed it. I looked it up to see how to do it. Nowadays, thankfully, there's so many great resources available.
And great training.
Great trainings. There's such trainers. A wealth of knowledge out there. There's even books you can buy. There's so many courses you can take. It's just there's so many awesome resources now for any new injectors or aspiring injectors. So you guys are so lucky. There's no trial and error, which has been a lot of my trial and error. It worked for me for as long as it has. Yeah. And now I've just been diving into courses just to kind of keep up with the changes. Everything's just evolving really fast in the aesthetics world, and we're just really trying to keep up with the most innovative things to bring you guys the best results, because we don't want you to waste your money on doing things that don't work.
No. Yeah.
We're not. And I feel like that's what separates us from a lot of other places. I don't know. Everybody has their niche and what they want to do, but I really feel like we're very much result driven. We want to see you guys have the best results. Mm-hmm. So
exactly. How did you get started in the industry?
Well, in plastics. So my thing, because people message me all the time, like, how did you do it? Mm-hmm. How did you start? So I started actually, I just took my resume. I dressed to the nines and I went into every place I could. I went into every plastic surgeon's office. I went into every dermatology office. I went into every medical spa until I finally landed something, which was nice because I was like on Craigslist daily while I was at my job. I was just like looking for a new job. But I always knew this is what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I used to be obsessed with the show Nip Tuck.
Ooh,
I loved it. And I was like, I want to work for these hot plastic surgeons and be beautiful and make people beautiful. Well, that didn't happen, but it did bring me to where I'm at today. So it was a really good goal to have because I made it happen, you guys. Yeah, like, you want something bad enough, you will sacrifice. You will do all the things. I took a huge pay cut leaving the hospital, but I wanted it so bad. I did it. I worked three jobs. Mm-hmm. So how did you get started?
Well, I got started kind of like right out of high school. I've always known I wanted to be like in the beauty industry, and first went to cosmetology school. I fucking hated that. Like, I hate doing hair. It was horrible.
It's not for you.
No.
Because it was there's not. People who do amazing hair. Yeah, no, work. And
thank God because we have great hair because of them. But no, I really wanted to do like everything for myself, but like hair, eyelash extensions, which I also hate. And skin and makeup. But then once I finished cosmetology school, I moved back here. And then
from where?
Oh, I moved out to South Carolina, mm-hmm. Myrtle Beach, actually, and lived out there for a couple years. Then came back here and started esthetician school right away. And here we are. And like, it was just so good.
Best choice you ever made.
It really was. Yeah. Like, I just like fell in love with it instantly. And I mean, I feel like I'm pretty good at it, but
when there's a bigger plan, like, it happens, which is...
Yeah, no, God had, like, the best plan for me. So, yeah, here we are, and I could not see myself doing anything else. Skin and skincare is literally all I know.
But wait, what's your favorite thing that you do?
Popping pimples. I could literally pop a pimple. I mean, I do all day, every day, but, like, I could pop pimples all day. When they splatter...
No, she legit, I have to say, she legit has, like, pimple shit all over her room. Like, there was on her sign, there was literal pus and blood. Oh, my
gosh, I had to clean that. No, it was pretty bad.
Gross.
Yeah, no, it's disgusting.
But I would need, like, a whole face shield.
I've tried a face shield, but I feel like I can't see. And, like, when I just get in there, I just go and I don't stop. And
I mean, that's like, how nurses feel with a vein. They're like, let me hit that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
for sure. But now I have my Hyacin spray, and I'll just spray myself after every client, and I feel better.
Hyacin, exclusively at SK Anesthetics.
Yes. Kills all bad bacteria within 30 seconds. But gentle what is as water, actually? Strong as bleach. It's hypochlorous acid.
Become a huge thing.
It is. Yeah, it is. And it's the brand Hydrinity is what we use. So the Hyacin mist. Amazing. Take it with you everywhere. Spray it with you or spray it on you however many times throughout the day you want. Kills, again, all bad bacteria. It helps heal dermatitis, rosacea, psoriasis, eczema, paper cuts, burns. I sprayed it when I had some blisters going on. Like,
no, it's been my go-to.
Spray it on diaper rash babies.
No, my kids. Kaden, yeah. No, my kids are like, oh, I did this. I'm like, shh, shh, shh.
Hyacin.
Derek's like, oh, I have this. I'm like, shh, 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 shh.
Yeah. Marley had a little paper cut in her mouth. I'm like, Hyacin. Yeah. It cured.
Whatever. It's all good. We think it does. I mean, it works.
Yeah. So, yeah. I spray that shit everywhere now.
No, they say it literally can, like, get rid of even eye infections, which is pretty amazing. So, every time I feel itchy, I'm all... Like, it doesn't burn. It's pretty amazing.
It's so good. But, yeah. Popping pimples. I'm very satisfied every day in my career. I love it so much. Long story short.
Yeah.
I'm sweating.
Yeah. I thought your Botox kicked in.
It did.
But everywhere else. I mean, it talks your whole body.
Yeah. I haven't said yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, next.
So you guys know us as us doing everything together?
Yeah. We do everything together. I don't know.
I don't even know where I'm looking. All three of them?
All of them.
Okay, because I was first looking at that one. I was like, oh, my God, is this one me? Or is that one me? I think that one's you.
It's all of us.
We don't even know.
I don't know.
I don't know what we're doing, you guys.
I'm just looking everywhere.
So all the stuff we do together, people think are like, are you guys real?
Do you ever get sick of each other?
No. We're literally together all the time.
We gym together. We're literally next door neighbors. We carpool every single day to work.
Our dogs are best friends.
Our dogs are besties. They love each other so much.
We are literally, and we travel together.
No, we don't shut the fuck up. We just keep talking and talking. Like, We never run out of shit to say.
And my husband's always like, you guys don't shut up. Like, how do you not run out of things to say?
I don't know.
I have a lot to say.
Yeah.
Clearly.
It just keeps going and going. So, yeah, it's great. Yeah. Life is so good with you.
Yeah. We are bestie soulmates / sisters / everything.
Yeah. Twin flames.
Yeah. Everybody needs one.
Yes.
Like, what have we done this past year? So, what was your highlight of the year?
Oh, my God. This year, EDC, for sure, when we went.
Oh, that was the best day of my life. It was literally.
It was the best 12 hours of our life. We literally flew in.
We were
in.
Like rock stars.
Yeah, we were. We partied like a rock star.
Yeah, we did.
Uh-huh. We flew in. Got dressed in a bathroom hotel.
We flew
hotel.
In at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm. With half changed, of our outfits on.
We changed in a hotel bathroom.
Then ate out some random food court.
But let me just say, in Las Vegas, it's acceptable to walk around and
half naked.
Hardly anything. Like, everybody was doing it. So it's like, if you're clothed, you're like, that's not the thing to do.
Yeah. No, it was perfect.
Now, everybody was going to EDC, which was awesome. So changing in the bathroom was perfectly mm-hmm. acceptable. So then from there, we went, ate some random food court burgers, and then.
Then took a party bus to EDC.
Oh, party bus. Uh-huh. Haley almost peed in her. Outfit.
Oh, I have the smallest bladder. It's like so annoying.
She's like a little old man.
Yeah, it sucks.
But no, I'm really that was like literally. Haley has been there several times, and mm-hmm. That was my first time.
Oh, so I magical.
Know
people,
I know some of you are probably like, Bianca's too old for that. You know
no,
what?
You're never too old. Do what you want to freaking do.
I was raising kids mm-hmm. in my 20s. I am gonna party in my 40s. Don't judge me, even though I'm only 28. But that's another story, you guys.
So, no, it was just the best 12 hours. We partied hard, and then we showed up at the airport.
Oh, yes.
In our outfits.
We didn't get a hotel room.
No. No, we did not.
So, we left at, 4 a.m., got to the airport, and then left by, 6 a.m.?
7 or 7 something. And it was great.
Then we came
slept
home,
all
you got
day.
To sleep in your own bed. It was amazing.
It was perfect. What do you think your highlight was
that we've
done?
And honestly, I hate to even admit this, but Taylor Swift, that was probably the best concert.
Was that this year?
Yes. Right? In February. Was that this year?
Was that this year?
Or was it last year?
No, that was last year. No, but you know in February.
That's probably why I think I'm so much younger.
Olivia Rodrigo.
February was Olivia. That was mm-hmm. a good one, too.
That was
probably
such
my
a good
second
one.
Favorite.
But
Tay Tay,
you're right.
Taylor Swift has honestly been one of the best mm-hmm. concerts, best performance. Haley's going for the third time
in Toronto.
I'm a little salty just because I want to go to Canada, but. But whatever, it's fine. I'll get over it. Especially because you're going in November. The leaves probably look beautiful.
I don't know. I'm so excited.
I hope there's no more leaves.
I don't know. I don't even know what Canada looks like. I'm very geography challenged. Like, I couldn't even tell you where the hell Toronto is in Canada.
No, she really thought Chicago was in Seattle. So.
And Seattle's in Chicago.
Or vice versa.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm challenged when it comes to that.
I mean, you're challenged in so many ways.
They don't need to know.
No, but if anybody ever sees me finishing her sentences, it's not because she doesn't want me to. She actually is like, please help.
Send
she gives
help.
Me the eye and she's just like, and I'm like, I
she
got
does
you.
It for me. She reads my mind. Mm-hmm. She has magical powers.
Telekinetic. Well, I'm a
telekinesis.
Telekinetic. I'm telekinetic, but we have telekinesis.
Yes.
Yes. So, no, I'm a Scorpio, so that makes me
be able to read your mind. Uh-huh. And I'm a Taurus.
Yeah, because that does a lot. I mean, you're just sleepy. That's the only thing, the accuracy with your sign.
I'm very sleepy. I love naps. Mm-hmm. They're the best.
The sleepiest 28-year-old I've ever met.
Yeah, I'm a grandma. I'm Grandma Helen.
No,
so this is Grandma Barbara.
Yeah, it's our old lady names. Barbara's suiting. Okay, Barbara.
So it's Helen.
Barbara can turn up. Helen can sleep all day.
Yeah, it's great.
And it's hard of hearing. You're hard of hearing at times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't hear well mm-hmm. or see well.
Which is why you're Helen.
I can see pimples all day, every day.
Oh, she can see your skin. Your skin needs. That's pretty much it. Mm-hmm. Very tunnel vision.
Yeah. I hear what I hear.
Haley's in Delulu.
Delulu is the Salulu for mm-hmm. sure. Stay there and you're happy and positive and it's great.
Oh, well, yeah.
We're getting Bianca in Delulu too.
I'm trying.
You're almost there.
Yeah. My mind doesn't stop.
No.
I'm just.
Her mind just goes on and on and on. She's always like, what about this? And what
why
if
this
happened? And I'm like,
what does this happen?
I fucking know. Why are you thinking
about that?
I'm
like, why are you doing that? Like, this could happen. She's like, oh my God, I never thought of that. And I'm just like, that's all I think about.
No.
But it's because I also like watch true crime, read
yes.
horror books. Like, I'm a little dark.
Yeah. And I just watch Frozen and Disney movies.
No, literally at the gym, she's listening to Disney shit. And I'm just like listening to Korn. Like I'm just
punk
like
rock.
I'm just like angry, and she's just like, like we're so different. But that's why we work. So
it's so funny.
So trips I've taken a lot of trips this year.
Yes, and a lot from work.
The reason C4s. Being, so I'm on my sixth cadaver lab. I just got back from Miami on Sunday, actually.
Wow, six?
Yeah. The entirety of my career, okay. Which isn't a lot for doing it for 13 years. But I feel like cadaver labs, like, became mm-hmm. a thing later on in my career. But I most recently took one. It was the most amazing thing. I have to recommend the Master Injector series to any aspiring injector or anybody who's been an injector for years. Like, it literally changed my life. Like,
she definitely has come back like a new bitch.
I'm a new person. I literally want to have a British accent as well. All the time. But she gets annoyed with it, so I've cut back a little bit. But I almost did come back speaking like that because I heard accents all week and I love them. Like, they're just so fun. But no, beyond that, like, I learned so much. I have really made it a point to enhance what I've had. Like, unfortunately, in the past, like, I was really, 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 really too busy to ever take time to be able to get away. So that's been a huge thing with opening SK Anesthetics, is that I really wanted to take time to really grow mm-hmm. my knowledge base. And like I said, so much has evolved. Like, the way we were injecting 13 years ago has completely changed from what we're doing now. It was so basic before. Like, we would inject the same areas, nasolabial folds and lips, all day. So everybody, like, started looking the same, which is kind of crazy, because when I started, I was like, I could literally tell. I was like, oh, dang, like, everybody looked the same. And now everything's, like, so much more natural and mm-hmm. more dynamic. Like, it's pretty amazing, honestly. I really like where everything is shifting, and there's so much more education. There's a filler for different areas of your face. Like, Haley has her face. I mean, so do I. Yeah. I'm not going to just throw you under the bus. I have it, too. But you're just, like, my favorite model.
Yeah. No, because I have not looked
Haley.
Like this forever.
I created Haley.
Yes, for
Don't
sure.
Don't tell anybody.
I'm her Barbie. It's great. Yeah.
I made my own. Derek always says, my husband, he always says, like, you literally created your best friend. Like, hell yeah, mm-hmm. I did. Yeah. I created what I wanted. Yep. And that she's, like, the perfect friend.
Yeah, it's great. Nothing about, I mean, not a lot about me is real except my personality. Everything Ish. Else. Personality is real.
Sometimes.
No, I'm not fake, I promise.
No, you should not fake at all.
No, but just minus my face.
Just everything about her minus her personality. But that's okay.
Yeah, it's like, great. I love it. I don't care. I want to be plastic. Plastic is fantastic. It's my goal in life is to
She's
look like a Barbie.
Literally
so.
A walking Barbie already. Yeah. Like, you, that's cool. Mission
I'm
accomplished.
It.
Like,
I don't hide what I get done.
No. I mean, we could talk about that all day. That's a whole nother series, you guys.
That would be a good one.
Yeah. All this. I mean,
all the shit we have
done. Well, let me give you the list right now. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Write that down.
And we'll take notes, guys. Take notes.
Oh, funny.
No, so anyways, back to the cadaver labs. That's been amazing. I, after this weekend, I'm forever changed. I do feel like I'm going to change everything about what I've been doing. I feel like a lot of things, thankfully, I've been kind of shifting my mindset anyways. And I was
you
already.
You have.
Yeah, I've been questioning mm-hmm. a lot of the yes. things. And I've been.
And then you come back saying the same things.
I know. And honestly, even being there this weekend, I was just like, oh my God, me and Candace were talking about it. Candace is our injector. Her and I were talking about it. She's like, oh my God, everything that we've been changing mm-hmm. and doing has been exactly what they were saying, which is kind of amazing. Like, it's my telekinesis, I swear. But
psychic, she's
no,
powers.
There were some things I was just like, oh my God, I've been doing that for years. Like, thank goodness, like, there hasn't been bad outcomes from the things that had been done. Because, like I said, when I started, I kind of went rogue. I didn't realize how severe going to somebody who is untrained, because I was untrained at the beginning. I literally learned on YouTube, you guys. Like, I didn't know about all the facial structures. Yes, I was a nurse when I started, but I didn't know all the anatomical things, that structures that were in the face. Like, mm-hmm. that was serious. And then before, I was just so busy. Like, I knew a lot of my stuff. I've always had knowledge. I'm not putting anybody at risk, but I feel like I wish I knew all the things I know now back then, because I swear I could have made better outcomes, better results for everybody.
But that's why
you're the beginning.
Keep growing now.
No, and it is. And honestly, even the speakers that had been injecting as long as I had, mm-hmm. they were all like, I've done this. And yeah. I'm like, oh, my God, I have two. And you just don't feel so alone. Because, yeah, there are things that I did and I was like, ooh, I probably should have done that different. And now I'm just shifting that. And mm-hmm. I'm trying to give you guys the best outcomes because that's what really matters yeah. to me. Like, and all in all, like, and everything about SK Anesthetics, I really just want to give you guys the best results more than anything.
And I feel like you have. And we are. We're going to continue.
And we're just growing from here. Yeah, no, for sure. Which is amazing.
Yeah.
So anybody who had a bad experience with me in the past, I'm so sorry. Like, this has all just been a huge learning journey. As everything that we do in life, anywhere you work at it, mm-hmm. and you get better. So I feel like I'm really just trying to master my craft daily. It's not something like, oh, she's injected for 13 years. Yeah. She knows what she's doing. Like, I know a good foundation, but I feel like there's always room for growth, and I don't think I'll ever stop growing. Like, no. I think I will always just keep evolving.
Yeah,
there's so many new products that we get to like play with and mm-hmm. we're always like the guinea pigs.
Mm-hmm. We always try everything first before like we bring it on mm-hmm. or we like talk about it.
So even things like you guys message us asking like, are you gonna do this, like let us try it mm-hmm. real quick. Like, we've tried different things, and we're just like, if it's not worth it and you guys aren't going to see a difference, we're not going to do that to you guys. And you're not going to pay for something that's not going to give you good
yeah,
results.
Yeah, we're never going to take your guys' money for just, something just we don't because. Believe in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just because, yeah, no.
So if we haven't done it or tried it, then mm-hmm. you won't see it.
No. Yeah.
And no. same with the stuff you do. I mean,
no, for sure.
All the things from product lines mm-hmm. to – because we have. Like, we've brought in different things. If we like it, we keep it. Yeah. If not, we move on to the next.
And if we find something else that we like, I'll try a new product. And I'm like, yeah, I don't like this product. Let's get rid of it and try a new
product.
Thank
you, next. And,
yeah, exactly. No, so we're both of us for sure always evolving, always have something to learn. We'll continue to learn and take classes.
We do. Like, we will forever invest. Yes. I will forever invest in – as Kane will forever invest in all of us, because mm-hmm. I feel like that's so important. I feel like you should never stop investing in your
people.
Agree. Yeah. And I truly believe in everyone that works at SK Anesthetics. Like, they're the best people in my life. Like, I have the best team, and yeah. I love it. And we're growing, you guys. Like, we have so much
fast.
More to come. Yeah, it's been, 8 months? And we just hired a new esthetician. Her name's Danny. You guys will probably see her at some point.
Yeah, she's so cute.
She's amazing. Has the best vibe. We have mm-hmm. Candace is amazing. Like, we had the opportunity to work with her before. Mm-hmm. Eddie is like our bestie.
You guys
like,
know
we
Eddie
love
and you love him.
Eddie, you guys love him too. So we're just, I have like the best team. Like, yeah. they're my family for real.
No, it's
my
so
chosen
good.
Family.
Yes.
Which is always fun.
Yeah, no, it's so great.
So the thing, like, your family has grown recently, which is, like, so cute. But
yeah.
tell everybody about bad bitch affirmations, because, like, everybody loves that shit.
All right. So bad bitch affirmations started – well, first, I'm just, like, a little positive bubble. Like, I hate being negative. Like, I'm just always like, no, be positive. Change your mindset. So I don't know. I just always like positive shit. So for my birthday this year, I was down bad. Last year. So Eddie actually got me a jar of bad bitch affirmations for my birthday, and like, they're just so cool. And so I've started like doing them daily and filming them, and then I've recently brought Marley into them, and I'm like, okay, let's do bad bitch affirmations. And it's just so much fun. And like, Marley is my boyfriend's little daughter. She's so cute. And she does love it. She every day, let's do a bad bitch. And I'm like, okay, let's go.
But she doesn't say it.
No, she doesn't.
She knows.
She doesn't like to tell you say it.
All the moms out there, don't attack Haley. She doesn't say.
I'm new to this. Like,
she's still learning.
I'm still learning. Kids are different for me. But it's so great. It's so cute. But my bad bitch affirmations, like, they're just so relatable. And it's just like, one is like, don't be a sad bitch, be a happy bitch. And I'm just like, oh my God, that's so
me. It resonates to her. Like, where most people need something else, you're just like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm going to be a bad bitch. And we're all bad bitches. And they're just so.
All of you are bad bitches.
We're all bad bitches, yes. Everyone is. No one's a sad bitch. Everyone's a bad, happy bitch. And it's so great. And they're just very, like, motivational. And I just, like positive affirmations. I hang them up on, like, the good ones, like, on my mirror, on my vanity.
No, literally, she has, like, all these things on her vanity. It's kind of wild.
I don't ever want to go down bad again, so.
No, and you won't.
That sucks. But it's okay. We all have to, like, be there, and then you come up, and it's just, like, the comeback is better than the setback.
Yep.
But, yeah, I just like positivity. No need to be negative, and.
No negative Nancy's.
No, we don't do negative Nancy's here.
Uh-uh. I can get negative easily, but thank
God. I bring her back.
Thank goodness for Haley. Yeah. She'll be like, wait, where? Look at the positive. And now I do that for her too. Like this morning, she literally had a meltdown. She was literally in my car.
I cried off all my makeup in the car.
Like, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed and I was just like, ooh, I'll wait in the car.
So bad.
And then when she got in the car, I was just like, it's okay. Change just let your it out. Mindset because everything just started trickling. It was a domino effect after that.
Yeah.
She was dropping things, breaking things. I was just like, nope.
No, it's
change
it's,
your mindset
it's
or
true.
Your day is going to be shit.
Yeah. I think I was with my first client and like I felt myself just like, ugh, like, and so I just like sat down and I was just like, and I was like, you're a bad bitch. You're not a sad bitch. You can do this today.
And she's lost her mantra.
Pretty much. And then here we are. And then I did my makeup right before we came and you know, it's been a great day. Saw a good amount of clients and some good results.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, you just change your mindset and good things happen. When you stay in that negative bubble, then that's when all the bad
attraction.
Shit happens.
It's the laws of attraction. It starts, it's like a magnet
no,
of
it
all
is.
The suck.
It's so
just,
true.
You're just sucking all the suck.
But when you're happy, all the good things happen and life just is happy and keeps going.
So if you're ever mad, sad, change it.
Mm-hmm.
It helps.
Yeah. Highly recommend.
Yeah.
I think I need a C4. All right, what's next? So, yeah, Skintimate Convos is just, we're going to be a shit show. I'm excited for this shit show to see what happens and what we talk about. And we're probably just going to be talking. Let me take a sip.
I'm like, what are you doing? Just holding it?
Well,
it's like your trophy.
C4, I really want to be an ambassador for you guys. Like, I'm trying.
Well, but except now we moved on to Fiji because C4 doesn't want to sponsor
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little disappointed, but it's fine.
Our next one's going to be Cabernet. But you know what?
Yeah.
That's next time.
Next time, for sure.
Haley's having a bad morning. Forgot her wine glass.
I know. I even text her, don't forget SK and wine glass, because we have cute little SK and wine glasses. Mine's on my fucking counter at my house, so that's great. And she brought hers. And
she reminded me.
Yeah.
I got the memo.
I did not.
Again, you were having a meltdown, so that's why.
Yeah. I hate starting my mornings like that. It's okay. Okay. So yeah, this is going to be a shit show of just
random
shit of our lives, personal lives, business lives, friendship lives,
things that are coming, things that we're trying, things that work, things that don't. We're going to have guests come in and chat with us, which is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Hopefully this is something fun for you guys to enjoy and you guys aren't just like
not bored.
What is wrong with them? They're not even that fun.
Who cares? If you don't, then don't listen.
Yeah, that's true.
The right people will watch and listen. And we love you guys.
Oh, yeah.
So, we're going to plan to be putting out a Skintimate Convos once a month.
So we don't bore you guys to death. Because if it was weekly, you guys would be like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. These bitches
already.
Again. But
and I'm already like... What is it? Social media declined. Like, I'm not good at it. Haley's very good at it. She feels very comfortable in front of the camera. I myself am more shy, which
you're
is why
better.
I don't post. Like, I went on a hiatus where I just was just MIA for a couple years while I was in nurse practitioner school. So people, I didn't like your stuff. It's not that I didn't like it. It's because I really wasn't on there. I would just post here and there so you guys would know I'm still alive. And then I'm still injecting, but I really, it's really hard for me. And this is, I feel very vulnerable, so bear with me.
But it's okay. We
have
each other.
I'm very shy about it. When I do post things, like, Haley's there. She's my cheerleader. She's like, oh my God, you're the best. Mm-hmm. And I listen to her, like, even though she's probably just my bestie.
No, we definitely help. We, like, make each other feel comfortable and more confident, I believe, like, when we're together and just, like, talking
not,
or
I'm
doing
just like,
shit.
Where's Haley?
No, I know this morning I was all, I just missed my bestie. And I just gave her a big hug. Mm-hmm. Like, I just need her.
So I haven't seen her all weekend, you guys. I don't, like, ever
no,
go that
No, she's
long.
Been gone without me. I've been gone without her. Like, it's just weird.
It's weird.
It's been a weird month.
That's Maybe been that's very why. Busy. And
well, I'm going to cry now.
Oh, yes. She's emotional. If you look up at the Taurus sign, there are emotional creatures. And me, I'm, like, sucking my tears back. I'm like, that's weakness.
Yeah. When we first became friends and I started crying all the time, she's like...
Oh, it would freak me out. I'd walk out. I'd be like... If I'd walk into the room and she was crying, I'd be like, nope. I would just walk off. I can do it. Emotion is, like, very hard for me.
No, she's okay. She does this often.
She does this. She leaks from the face. Yeah. It's fine. No, I mean, it helps her. And then she needs a good cry. Sometimes she has to watch a crying movie. She's made me do it a few times.
It just feels so good
It does not.
Soul.
It gives you a headache
no,
and it makes
not.
Your eyes hurt and it makes
it's
you mitchy
great.
And it makes you sleepy.
No, you feel good. You feel happy. You just let out all your emotions and you just cried to a good movie. Like, we need that.
Or you could just not.
No. Sounds good. Raise your hand. If not raise your hand, but let's do a vote if you like to cry.
Does everybody like to cry? Oh, see, some people do.
See? Result. Come on. See?
So I'm just like the only heartless one in here. I'm like, yeah, don't cry. No, I do. I have a heart. It's just I don't like to show it.
Because you're a bad bitch.
No, it just bothers me. I just, afterwards, I'm like, that fixed nothing, you know? But whatever.
Yeah. So, yeah. We hope you guys love
what we have to offer. Like, hopefully, I mean, there's a lot of growth coming. Hopefully. Yeah,
so many things happening. Yeah. It's been the best year.
Best year of my life.
Yeah.
My career, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been hard. Don't get me wrong. Like, opening up a business, not knowing business is not the easiest.
But you learn as you go.
But you literally learn as you go. So many people advise me. They were like, when I would ask them, like, how do I do this? I know how to inject. I don't know how to run a business. They're like, you'll learn. And I just thought they were being assholes for not telling me, like, what's the recipe? And really, you just learn. Mm-hmm. Like, now when I talk to all the people that work with me, because I have a huge team behind SK Anesthetics, there's financial advisors, there's the lawyer. Accountants, there's mm-hmm. lawyers. There's so many people, our media team. Like, there's so many people involved with SK, and it's a huge family, honestly, of people. And, yeah, they kind of keep you in line mm-hmm. and tell you, like, they'll keep you and guide you, which is really, really nice. Like, honestly.
Yeah,
it takes definitely. A village.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
But it's, like, the best village, and look at the outcome.
Oh, yeah. It's been the best. Mm-hmm. The yeah. best year ever.
It really has. It's gone by so fast.
No, so fast. It's flying. Before you know it, it's going to be Christmas. It's basically
Christmas. It already is. I'm ready to go decorate my
it's
Christmas
the
tree.
New year. So you guys can all interact with us by, you guys shoot us a DM if mm-hmm. there's stuff that you guys want us to address. Yep. I know a few people have already been messaging us wanting.
Where are we going to listen?
Yes.
Or where are they going to listen to? But
we will be streaming. I think
Spotify,
Apple
Music,
YouTube.
I'm
all help. I don't know.
SOS.
Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All the
anywhere
things.
We can put it, and you guys are going to like, oh my God,
here
I can't
we are.
Stop finding them. They're so annoying.
SKN everywhere.
No, yeah.
So.
We love
yeah.
SKN everything.
Yeah, we're always in SKN merch.
No, yeah. So,
SKN everything.
And then the merch hopefully will be coming soon. I've been getting a lot of actual feedback on
that. It's crazy that you guys want to wear SKN shit.
I
like,
I just like to
hell yeah.
style everybody. Like, if
she's
I
the best
do
stylist.
This, I would style everybody. Like, I love it. Mm-hmm. So that's why people are like, oh my God, they dress so cute. I'm like, oh yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
That's my love language.
Mm-hmm. Styling. And shopping.
And shopping.
I love when she shops because I hate shopping. And she buys like 10
I buy
of everything.
Double to triple to quadruple of everything. So Haley's just like, well, what'd you buy me?
No, Mom, I don't
like,
have anything that fits. And then I'm like, shall I do?
All, that's a good thing. Like, we're perfect. Two different body types.
But we fit in the same shit. It's
which
crazy.
Which is really weird. Because you guys would think, like, she's a thick little Mexican.
And
she's
and I'm
like,
a tall, skinny twig.
Tall white girl. It works, you guys. I don't know how. But
yeah,
it works.
But it works. Yeah. Yeah.
No, but I think that's everything for tonight, you guys. So,
yay!
Honestly, thank you.
Come back.
So much.
Come back
please
next
come
month.
Back. Please don't leave
baby,
us
come
dry.
Back. And yeah, we'll see you guys next month on Skintimate Convos. Can't wait.
Yeah. All right. See you guys next time. DM us.
Peace out.
If you have any questions, concerns, comments, hate us, love us.
Bye.
Bye, bitches.